Hello, friends. Welcome to Level Up with Debbie Neal. I am your host. There is nowhere I would rather be than right here, right now, with you. This podcast is all about leveling up in all aspects of our lives. Thank you for being here. I am so grateful. I'm excited to be on this journey with you. Together, we are leveling up. You ready? Welcome, my Level Up family. Welcome to another episode of Level Up with Debbie Neal. I'm so pumped to be here with you guys. I am Debbie Neal, and I am really, really extra excited for today, because today we're going to be talking about the difference between discipline and desire, but kind of they really go hand in hand, really. So let's talk about this for a minute. Desire is a feeling, and you may have a desire to be successful, a desire to grow your business, a desire to get healthy, a desire to move your body daily, a desire to travel, a desire to become your best self. Desire, like, here's the thing about desire. That's what gets you started. But it's discipline that's going to keep you going. To move that desire to results is like, it's 100% discipline. Discipline is the bridge between your desire and your results. Desire plants the seed in your heart. Discipline keeps you moving. Desire represents our dreams, the things in life that we really, really want. So how many times in life do you have this feeling of knowing what you should be doing to move that needle forward in your life, but you just aren't doing it? And so that's where the magic of discipline absolutely changes the game. Results require more than a dream. I mean, it starts with a dream, right? That dream, that vision. But discipline is consistent effort. Discipline is doing what is required to create the result that you desire. It's what brings your desires to reality. Wishing just isn't enough. Like, we've talked about this before, but wishing is kind of like low vibe. It's like, I wish this would happen. I wish that would happen. But there's that subconscious belief that it's kind of staying in the wishing category, that maybe, just maybe, you don't have what it takes to create that. And dreaming, that's not enough. It's the start. Like, that's where we start. But it's the two together. It's the desire and the discipline. That is what creates the magic. Time is passing, and the only thing that's going to move your success forward is building the discipline to push through. So here is one more reason that we don't compare our results to anyone else's, because here's the thing. We all have different levels of discipline today, right? Just like you could have two people that maybe have different, you know, different muscles that are toned in the gym, or different educations, or different levels of belief, anything. But here's the good news. You can build discipline, and you can build it just the way you would be building a muscle. It's doing what you said you were going to do, regardless of how you feel, regardless of what is going on around you. It's really like that no matter what. It's a made up mind. Discipline and desire, they're two powerful drivers, and they do shape our path towards success. So let's talk about some scenarios that we could all probably relate to, right? So imagine you have this burning desire to get in shape or to improve your health. And what happens is that desire fuels your motivation to go to the gym regularly, right? Or eat nutritious and whole meals. However, there's going to be that day, probably not too far into the distant future after you make this decision, that your alarm goes off at 5 a.m. for your morning workout or whatever it is that you're setting it. And it's like, what's going to get you out of that bed? The desire is not enough. It's going to be the discipline that gets you out of that bed. It's going to be the discipline that gets you onto the treadmill when every fiber of your being would rather be shaving your eyebrows than doing that. You guys know I love that saying, okay? So discipline is what reminds you how amazing you're going to feel when you get healthier. Discipline is what keeps you from eating the chips at 10 o'clock at night when emotionally you really want to eat them. Discipline is what's going to inspire you to move your body. Discipline makes decisions based on your commitment. And this is where we do have control. When you don't feel like going to the gym, do it anyway. When you feel like eating what's easy over what's better for you, make the right choice. When you're tired and you'd rather crawl in bed than do your 5 minutes of planks, I'm talking to myself here because I do my planks before I go to bed, get on the floor and do them anyway. It's making choices like this over and over and over again. That is what builds your discipline. That is what grows that muscle. That is when we begin to see the results. And it's the same thing for an entrepreneur with dreams of building a successful business. Their desire for financial independence and like just that creative fulfillment propels them forward, driving them to maybe like be brainstorming and thinking of ideas and taking calculated risks. And I could remember journaling for years of what I wanted my life to look like, what I wanted my income to be. I wanted to have the ability to travel. I wanted to have the ability to create time freedom. I wanted to be able to pay for my children's college education. I wanted to own my life. I had this vision of developing leaders, coaching others to win. And so what was happening is these desires, they were planting seeds inside of my heart. It was building that desire. And I said yes to starting a business. And while yes, saying yes took courage and getting over my fears, it didn't take discipline. I saw it as a way to create my dreams. And with every year, I really realized that saying yes was the easy part. True success takes discipline. I didn't want average results. I didn't want the life that most people had. Therefore, I needed to do something different. You need to do something different. It was discipline that got me into action. It was discipline that had me making calls and meeting new people, regardless of the outcome. It was discipline that inspired me to keep leading from the front, regardless of how many leaders I had promoted in my business. It was discipline that moved me when I set a goal and I missed it and I really didn't feel so good. It was discipline that inspired me to lean in when I really felt like my goal was really far off. It was discipline that pushed me when I was tired. It was discipline that inspired me to set a goal after I achieved a goal. It was discipline that had me going when I really felt like the end game was so far off. It was discipline that kept me going with every setback, every obstacle, every lesson, every valley. And so many have a desire, like that desire, that dream. But then we're faced with that daunting task of developing the plan. Like, what are we going to do? Or maybe making the calls. It's discipline that keeps you focused. It keeps you productive, even in the face of uncertainty and doubt. You're going to face uncertainty. You will face doubt. You will face rejection. You will face fear. You will face emotion. You will face it all. So everything that we face is that fork in the road. So discipline brings the desire to life. Distraction puts it back on the shelf. So you get to choose your path. The fork in the road will continue to show up, right? So another example could be someone committing to personal growth and development. So their desire for knowledge and personal growth motivates them to start. Like, yes, podcasts are great. Reading is great. Training is great. Yes, I have this desire. I want to grow myself. I want to be better. I'm going to commit to this. Now, it takes discipline to read every day. Like, personal growth is not, oh, let me like read a book and I think that's going to be good for the next 3 to 4 months or a year. No, it's every day. It takes discipline to read every day. It takes discipline to journal every day. It takes discipline to do affirmations every day. Personal growth isn't about reading one leadership book or listening to a podcast every once in a while. It is doing daily. We are what we repeatedly do. So the things that we do over and over and over again make up who we are, and they make up what we create in this life. There is always going to be distractions. They're always going to be there, and they're like temptations for you to procrastinate. There will always be social invitations that will distract us, right? Like, put that down. Let's go to the movies. Put that down. Let's go have a drink. Put that down. You're working all the time. Let's go out to dinner. And so here's the thing. The more urgency that you create in your day to get things done, the more things in life you can do without feeling bad, right? Like if you eat the frog, you've probably heard of that book, or you do the thing, or you get your stuff done, then you can do those things. We only feel bad when we're socially doing things when we know deep down we didn't have the discipline to do what we should have already done. So now we're out thinking about it, or we're out, feeling guilty. It's discipline that reminds us of our long-term goals and helps us prioritize our time and energy accordingly. You know, these are things that illustrate like the relationship between discipline and desire. So desire provides that initial spark of inspiration. Like I want to start a new business. I want to elevate my life. I want to make more money. I want to get in shape. You know, I want to take my business to the next level. But then it's discipline that sustains our efforts and propels us forward when obstacles arise, and they will. And if we think they won't, I'm saying this with so much love, you're delusional. Absolutely delusional. And so what happens is too often we see an obstacle. Oh my gosh, there's a sign. Maybe it's not meant to be. This is God or the universe telling me that I should stay where I am, stay in my comfort zone. No. It's a sign to lean in, to overcome, to push and grow to the next level. When used together, desire and discipline are capable of overcoming even the biggest challenges. So how can we cultivate both discipline and desire in our own lives? And so first it starts with clarity of purpose. Like, what is your purpose? What do you want? It's about setting meaningful goals that resonate with our deepest desires. What do you want? Do you know your dreams? Do you know your goals? Are they specific? Because being successful, that's not a goal. You can't measure that. From there, we develop, like, once you're clear, then we develop the strategies, right, to maintain the discipline, creating the daily routines, setting deadlines, committing to the process, and holding ourselves accountable for our actions. So start with fueling your desires. Give them life. Like, take those dreams out of the box. Take them off the shelf. Look at them. Like, imagine what your life would be like if you were creating the life. Because too often we have this dream in our heart and then we put it in this box somewhere and we kind of put it on the shelf. And every now and then we take it out and we look at it and we're like, this would be amazing. But then that lasts like a short period of time. And then we're like, you know what? Let me just go back and living my life. I don't want to step out of my comfort zone. I don't want to go against the grain. I'm so worried about what other people are thinking that I'm going to actually stifle my desires. We have one life, my friends, and absolutely no dress rehearsal. So start with fueling your desires, give them life, believe that you can achieve them, and decide that you are. Channel your desires into disciplined action. When we do this over and over, we unlock our full potential and we achieve extraordinary results. That's the importance of a vision board. If you feel undisciplined, look at it. Your desires and dreams fuel your discipline. Your discipline brings your dreams to reality. So the journey to success isn't easy. But we're not here for easy. We're here for worth it. It should fire you up that every single one of you can build your discipline. Because I hear people say all the time, I'm just not disciplined. Well, guess what? Decide to be. It's that simple. Success is a choice. Discipline and desire are our guiding lights. We can navigate any obstacle. We can emerge stronger on the other side, right? So some additional ways for like really, you know, honing in on our discipline and fueling our desires. Visualization. So mentally rehearsing your goals and then like envisioning yourself, see yourself in that gown, see yourself on that trip, see yourself in your dream home, see yourself driving your dream car, see yourself paying off your debt. You know, this can enhance your motivation and enhance your focus, and then break down your goals into smaller action steps. Like some people like set a yearly goal, or they set a 6-month goal, or even they set a monthly goal. What are you doing in the next 24 hours? That's how you build your discipline. I could remember setting 24-hour to 48-hour goals. I'm like, you guys, I don't know anything about this business. I don't know anything about this industry. I need to set tighter goals and take action steps and make them more manageable, right? And then I knew that that was going to increase my chances of success. Cultivate a growth mindset. So when we're embracing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, that can help us overcome setbacks, and you will persevere in the face of adversity. And let's not forget, like, really about the positive, like, when we talk about self-care, like prioritizing our physical, our mental, and our emotional well-being, like to keep your energy at its highest level, that's what's creating that resilience in you that is required to pursue our dreams. So discipline and desire are not different. It's not, even when I was thinking of like, what would we call this podcast? It's not discipline versus desire, because they're different, but they're not mutually exclusive. Like they really are two powerful forces that when they work together, when they work in harmony, they propel us towards our highest aspirations. So by harnessing that combined power, we can transform our dreams into reality and create a life of purpose, of success, and so much abundance. So I'm going to challenge you as we close out today, like, what are your deepest desires? What are they? And what are you doing about them? Because you do have what it takes to achieve them. You can build the discipline. It's not going to happen overnight. And whatever talent you have, whatever skills you have, it's only going to bring you to a certain level. And then you will come to that fork in the road. You will. It's inevitable. And that left is like, you know what? I'm going to build that desire because I'm going to build that discipline because I'm going to create those desires. Or it's like, you know what? That was really nice. It lasted for a moment of time. It's so uncomfortable. It's really stepping me out of my comfort zone. I think I'm going to sit here on the side of the road and just dream again. You know, you need to be willing to do what most of the world is not willing to do. That's how you create a life of your desire. So I love you, friends. Keep leveling up and keep chasing your dreams because they're so worth it.